The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions.
Okay, so we are up to Avak Lashon Hara. And before we read what Avak Lashon Hara is, I want to quote what the Rambam quoted in his Pirush on Avos, which he quotes again at the end of Yisurei Bia. So this is in Yisurei Bia 22:19. Vamru Chachamim, Gezel Va'arayos, Nafsho Shel Adam Mis'avelhen U'machamadatan. So, robbery, which I assume when he says robbery here, I don't think he means davka gezel to the exclusion of geneva. I think he means like stealing. Okay. Gezel and arayos, the soul of a person desires them and covets them. The inatamote kahal beholzman was munch in behen prutin barayos of abios asuros. You will not find any congregation at any time in which there are not people who are licentious in arayos and in prohibited bia. What does this footnote say? The defus nosaf besugarin v'od. Okay, so in the defusim they add the word v'od. Okay, fine. Amru chachamim. So the chachamim say rov begezel umiut barayos v'hakol bavak lashon hara. The majority of people are guilty of gezel, and that's another reason why I think it cannot mean robbery. The majority of people are not guilty of armed robbery, but if it means the majority of people are guilty for some form of gneva, you know, then that makes sense. A mute is guilty of arayos. And everyone is guilty of avak lashon hara. And the Rambam had said in, I just want to hold on and quote this here, in the thing that the Yad Shuta cited here, the Rambam says in Avos, hold on just a second. Oh, oops, it's right there. He says, yeah. So that was from a statement in Baba Basra, Kuf Samachtal on Vish, avak lashon hara, in Adam Nitzel Mimena B'choyom. And then the Rambam says, halavai lo yehi lashon hara atmo. So if this is true of avak lashon hara, like, you know, like if only it were the case that a person would be, you know, would be saved from regular lashon hara every day. Yeah, what do you say?
Does gezel mean armed robbery or robbery in broad daylight?
Well, robbery in broad daylight, but I still don't think that the row of people are doing gezel in broad daylight, yeah?
I could easily see a lot of expensive, as in let's say times when let's say if I violate the Yeshiva rules, which I call use of tithes, then therefore that means that anything I use from them is violating the Tznayim that I'm allowed to be here, which makes which determines
the place of the Gezel. I'm not sure. Yeah. I don't know the parameters of Gezel well enough to say what could be included or not included. Okay, so I just wanted to bring this in because he's saying that we're all guilty of this avak lashon hara. So now let's read what we're all guilty of every day. Okay. So he says, so we're gonna read the two halakhos today, probably not get a chance to analyze it that much. V'yisham devarim, so this is back in Deos, Zion Dalet. V'yisham devarim shehin avak lashon hara. So the things that are the dust of lashon hara, which I want to see. I've never seen an explanation for why it's called the dust of lashon hara. Okay, like, you know, usually Chazal have other terms for like secondary forms of things like that, you know. Okay, so mi yomar, so ketat, how so? Mi yomar leploni shi'i kmo shuata. So I would translate that as, who would have said that so-and-so would be like he is now? Okay, so you're saying something good about him, but you're acknowledging that there was something lower about him before. Oshiomar, or you say shaskumi ploni, don't talk about so and so. Ini rota lodia ma yira umahaya. I don't want to tell you what happened. Okay, so vakiyotu b'dvarim elo and things like that. So that my understanding of that is like it is it's indirect lashon hara because the actual words you're saying are not degrading, but you are, through the words you are saying, pointing to some degrading thing. You're alluding to some degradation. And in some ways, in some ways it's worse because since you're not saying the specific thing, then you're like alluding to a bunch of stuff and people's imaginations can go wild, you know? V'chein, second category. Hamasaper betobas chaveru bifnei sonav, someone who speaks about a person's good in front of his enemies. We read that earlier also. Harizei avak lashon hara, that's the dust of lashon hara. Shezeh gorem lahem shi sapru b'gnuso, because this will cause the enemies to speak degradingly about him. V'alzeh inyan zeh, we read this again in the Pirush Mishnayos. Amar Shlomo mevarach re'ehu, no, we didn't read this one. Mevarach re'ehu b'kol gadol b'boker hashkem klala techashev lo. Someone who blesses his fellow loudly in the morning, in the early morning, it will be considered a curse for him. Shmitok tovaso bali de ra'aso, because out of his good, people are going to come to his bad, right? So that is also a case where the contents of your words are only good, but you are triggering, you're prompting, your speech is serving as a prompt for others to speak lashon hara. So you're causing lashon hara to be spoken about this guy. And again, that's why it's Dovga in front of his enemies. If you're saying it in front of his friends, then saying good stuff is not going to make them speak badly about him, or at least you have no reason to assume that. Okay, now he divides the paragraph here, okay, but it still is a v'chein. V'chein, hamasaper b'lashon hara derech schok v'derech kalas rosh. This one we did read. Someone who speaks lashon hara in a joking or frivolous manner, kolomar, as if to say, she'inu medaber b'sina, as if to say that he's not speaking out of animosity. Hu sheshlomo omer, this is what Shlomo says, k'mis lahale ha'yore zikim chesim b'mavis, just like someone who wearies himself by shooting firebrands and arrows in death, kain ish rima es chaver of amar halo masafekani. So too is a person who deceives his friend and says, I was just joking. It's interesting to say he deceives his friend, because, you know, rima, to my mind, is not synonymous with like degrading, you know, like it's a specific form of lashon hara, but it's not like gnus, you know. V'chein, and the fourth category, and this is the one that's most difficult to understand. Hamasaper b'lashon hara derech ramayus, someone who speaks lashon hara in a manner of, lying or duplicity. V'hu, namely, Shisapir Lutumo, he speaks innocently, as if he doesn't know that this thing is Lashon Hara. Ella Kisha Mamachinbo, but when they call him out on it, when they rebuke him for it, Omer, he says, Eni Yodea She'ilu Masav Shaploni. I didn't know we were talking about Ploni. I didn't know that these were the actions of so-and-so. O Shazay Lashon Hara, or I didn't know that this is Lashon Hara. And this is the reason why I have a hard time understanding this one, is because why is this not just actual Lashon Hara? Like if you are, let's say you pretend to not know that you're talking about so-and-so, or you pretend to not know that this is Lashon Hara, but it is Lashon Hara. So why is this not just like Lashon Hara at the very least? Like, yeah, it's just, I mean, it's Lashon Hara. Like it's even worse than Lashon Hara because you're pretending that it's innocent, you know? So that's what I'm not sure about. Okay. Yeah.
Wait, so you first can scroll up like to start. It's like, what's it? As one of the things, like some of the things you might thought weren't.
Well, are you asking about? I'm not sure what you're asking.
Okay. I especially is that maybe you first have the assumption Lashon Hara is something you get mocked, that's punishable. The wrong possible is you can get mocked for it, right?
No. No. You can't. No. He says, Rechilis, you can't get Malkus, even though you don't get Malkus on it, because it's Lav Shanim B'maisa. And so same thing, Lashon Hara is included in that Lav. Mm. Yeah.
That's either right. So maybe you still have a hobby in my head that in order to be part of the Lav, they have to be something where you can tell if a person's doing it.
That's interesting. That is interesting. Okay, so it is true that, so first of all, that... that does explain why he has two paragraphs here, because the first paragraph is the two examples where the statement itself is not Lashon Hara, but the context, the statement itself does not contain Lashon Hara, but it's indirect Lashon Hara. But then this one, this next paragraph is dependent on the intention, right? That if you just quoted the guy, the Maisa is Lashon Hara, but in the first case, the motive is not. And in the second case, then he is claiming, you know, that he didn't know that this was Lashon Hara. Yeah. Right. That's interesting. Yeah. All right. Let's quickly look at I have not read the Yad Pshuta on this yet. So Avach Lashon Hara Ketzed. That's a Tosefta in Avodah Zarah, Aleph Yud Dalet. Avach Lashon Hara Lo Yisa Adam V'yitin B'tovas Chavero Mipnei Avach Lashon Hara. A person should not... Yisa v'yitain. Usually you translate it as like maso matan, like discuss. I've just never seen it in this phrase. Yisa adam v'yitain b'tovas chaver. He shouldn't discuss his friend's good because of avach lashon hara. Yeah.
It's not really all fairies. Like they also include things which you don't even have an intent of lashon hara for, but if you thought about it enough, you realize it could be a problem.
That's interesting. That is interesting. Well, when you say if you thought about it hard enough, it could be a problem. I mean, it still has to be a likelihood, like or like, you know, it's not like some far fetched case. Yeah.
Like I said, the jealous claim by a thing you do, which is describing someone that's not traditional.
Right.
Which in my head is just not like there's not that's just a quality about them. It's not a good or bad thing. Mm-hmm. The person say, like, don't say Lashon Hara.
Uh-huh. That's interesting. Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, these are the areas where, you know, where it's difficult to draw the line, right? I mean, I think a lot depends on the context in which you're saying it, right? And like what they are and aren't going to assume, how are they going to take your words, who you are, you know, what was said before, what was said after, who the person is, you know, like if you say, like this thing, I mean, just to use an exaggerated example, if you said, if you're talking about someone as a thinker and you say that they're not traditional, that would just mean that they like think outside of the box. But if you're talking about someone's like religious affiliation, you say not traditional, that has different implications.
As so the thing is, there's always says not traditional, you mean like violating halacha, but as the more than would who says not interested in do like do things exactly as they've been done. What I think the example will be.
Like progressive or something?
Yeah. This is really what I was thinking about. Like, where it was like, as long as this person doesn't do that, but they'd be like, say that the type two be very, which I'm fine with, say, having Sfari Vasa.
Right.
I get it. It's like, maybe got toyed into that whole thing with this, and they'd be fine with, say, like having as Ashkenazi having various blogs about Ashkenazi patterns that exist in Europe.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess I think this would be dependent on the context. Yeah. Yeah. All right. So he says, he goes on, he says, Yisav Yitin Mashmao Dusiach. That is definitely a modern Hebrew word. Dialogue? I think Dusiach is probably a dialogue, right? Dialogue. Let's see. Google. Oops. Google Translate. Dusiach. Yeah, lamb, dialogue. Okay. See, why can't we just use old Hebrew words? Okay, anyway. Vini kasher ha'echem asavar lashon hara, asur l'sheni l'kablo. When one person speaks lashon hara, it is asur for the second person to accept it. V'lo od ela mavur b'mishnas ribi Eliezer, parsha tes, afilu lishmo v'lishtog asur. So it's, I don't know what this mishnas ribi Eliezer is. It says that even to listen and to be silent is asur. Shnemar v'higarti lo kishovit ani es beso lo olam. Miidach kasher adam esaper b'tovas chaverav v'hashmeh menase lahashtiko. So on the other hand, when a person speaks, says something good about his fellow, and the listener menase lahashtiko. What does that mean? Menase lahashtiko. Does menase have a different meaning in modern Hebrew? Because it usually is to test. I mean, in menase attempts. Yeah, attempts to silence him. Okay. So then that's going to allude to lashon hara, which is not explicit. Okay, so he's giving you like a catch 22, right? Like if I start to speak something that sounds like it's going to go in the lashon hara direction, and you listen to me and I say it, then that's usher for you because you're listening to lashon hara. But if you stop me, so then. So I guess then that is still making my statement. It's not really catch 22. Now my statement is alluding to Lashon Hara, so it's a Vak Lashon Hara, yeah.
What would be us to listen to the person praising? As I understand the praise means that causes the person
to... Right. I guess it's not going to be us to listen to the praise, but for me to say it in front of someone who is... Well, is the case here where you're in front of an enemy? Let's see. Okay, there's another modern Hebrew word I don't know. Mistayeg, you know what that is? To disagree. Let's see if that fits. The Rambam, so in order to explain this concept of dialoguing, the Rambam presents two examples of statements, Hamistayeg Mimash Amar Harishon, which disagree with what the first person says, Ela Shehi Amira Stuma, but they're like non-explicit statements. Zim Makbil Lemavur Bapirsha Mishnaus Avos and Niskaleel, who Harimus Bumumi Adam Iblila Amram Bafirsh. That corresponds to what the Rambam wrote earlier in the Pirsha Mishnaios, that you're alluding to people's blemishes without saying them explicitly. I don't know what that whole back and forth was. He's trying to say how the Rambam gets these two from the statement in the Tosefta. So I guess, I mean, it's good to know that the Tosefta just says a person who speaks, who discusses something good about his friend, it's also because of a Vak Lashon Hara, and the Rambam is extrapolating from that to his two cases here. But I'm not quite sure I follow how he's getting that. Okay. Let's stop here for today. And I think I would like to come back to this next week and just to make sure we understand all the cases, especially the last one. So I'm going to have to read through this ahead of time just to see what Derek Romayos is.
I do believe there are also Gemaras on that.
Yeah, and Erechin. It looks like the majority of the Gemaras are in Erechin. But and then some of your Shalmis. Yeah. Okay. Stop here. End.
If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/RabbiSchneeWeiss. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweiss Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweiss, and my Zelle/ChaseQuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at rabbischneeweiss@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers for reading. And thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.